Hello again, everybody. It's Chuck Ross here, editorial director of Television Week magazine, and we're on with Manny Coto, the co-executive producer and actually the writer of the story, not the teleplay of last night's episode. Which what hour, do you remember what the hour was, Manny, last night?
Which hour it was?
Yeah.
You know, I couldn't give you the time.
I think it was 7 to 8. I'm not exactly sure myself. I left my notes in the
other room. I know it was episode 14.
There we go.
That's how we track the episodes.
Ah, very good. Well, actually, I want to, before we get into the episode itself, it may be just a little, mechanics of the thing. It did say that, I guess, you were the co-writer of the story, but Howard and Evan, I guess, wrote the teleplay. Can you explain to our listeners the difference there?
Well, you know, in most shows, it means, you know, that David Fury and I kind of came up with a story, and then Howard and Evan wrote the script. But in reality, in this show, I think it mostly just means that the story was kind of put together by all of us, and all of us wrote the episode. I mean, I remember I wrote an act. I think it was Act 3 or 4 of this, and David, you know, Fury wrote Act 5 or Act 4, and then Howard and Evan wrote the first two acts. And I think in this case, we just decided to split up the credits that way.
Wow, so that's pretty interesting. So you actually have different people that actually write different acts, and I guess for the viewer, the viewers and the listeners, that would be sort of between the commercial breaks. Would that be fair
exactly.
to say?
Exactly, yeah, in between commercial breaks is what we consider an act. And very often, I think in this case, we were under the gun, and we needed to get a script out, you know, as quickly as we could, so we all just kind of, you know, do a gang write. And each person takes an act, and of course that's just for the first draft. For the second draft, usually it's you know, one person will take it and smooth it out.
Gotcha.
And in that case, I think it was Howard and Evan, hence they get the teleplay credit.
Right. And then before it's sort of farmed out to the different writers to write the different acts. Does one or two people come up with an outline?
Well, usually it's all the writers. I mean, it was all of us in the room coming up with the story on this one.
Wow.
And we just decided to split the credits. And now interestingly, on some episodes we do this exact same process, and they're, you know, that we don't all take credit. I mean, I've written acts on other scripts that I didn't get credit for, and some people have written acts in my scripts that they didn't get credit for. Well, it's very much a communal effort here, and we just all kind of agree, you know, gentleman's handshake on who gets what credit, and it all just balances out in the end.
Right. And as the season progresses, how often, and there's obviously still episodes to write, how often do the writers, do you all guys meet and decide, when to go back to your own cubicles and get the stuff done?
Well, we meet on, it depends on the situation. If, you know, we need an outline for an episode, then we're all in the writer's room, the conference room, and we're, beating out story together. And when that story is done, it's decided who's going to write that. You know, if we're all going to write an act, then we all, you know, split off and write our acts, and that way we can get a script done in 2 days.
Right. And how, I mean, considering that you're going back and forth, you obviously might have something in production. You might be writing, working on a one or two scripts. How do you keep it straight, and how do the other writers keep it straight in their mind? What exactly is happening so you don't, because it is a fairly complicated, and it's all sequential and such. How do you keep all that in order?
Well, it's just simply a lot of communication back and forth between the writers, and, you know, communication between, you know, we have a great production staff as well, which also catches any mistakes, and you know, we have continuity supervisors who are watching for that as well. But mostly it's the writers talking to each other, and, you know, if someone's writing on episode 13, and we're doing something in 14 that'll affect it, we'll notify 13, or if we're doing something in 14 which is, you know, contradicted by 13, then that writer will call, you know, we'll step in and say, hey, we're, you know, you're screwing up here. And it's mostly just a lot of communication between it with everyone.
Wow, that sounds... thank you for taking us behind the scenes there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a couple of things about last night's episode that I thought was very interesting. First of all, certainly action-packed. I mean, we have, for most of the hour, a nuclear-armed drone that's in the air, and we're trying to find out... CTUs, obviously, is trying to find out where it is. It disappears. And that's pretty much drives the hour last night. What I thought was curious... Did you have any qualms about in the midst of all that action, and obviously you don't have a lot of time as this drone's in the air, to sort of break and do the whole Jack Audrey storyline last night?
Well, we always felt, I mean, I think that's the essence of 24 is the mix of action and suspense with, you know, highly personal stories and storylines. And that was something that we, you know, we felt was we like to have every episode at least have, you know, have some huge, you know, really searing emotional content in addition to the suspense. And we had to deal with the Audrey question. And
right.
We felt that, you know, at a certain point, Jack had to learn, and Jack comes back to CTU, and we have, and there's obviously some chemistry between him and Marilyn, and we felt at a certain point that he was going to have to find out, and this was a good a time as any. And also, I mean, we're setting up for something, obviously, that's coming down the road, but,
right.
but not to give anything away, but we, you know, I will say that the Audrey question was heavily discussed here over what exactly, how to deal with her in this season. And, you know, there was some discussion of that she's moved on, you know, after 2 years. And I got to tell you, it was my wife, Robin, who, you know, when I came home one night and pitched this, the idea that Audrey moved on, and she was like, no, absolutely not. Audrey would never move on.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of like if we needed a female perspective there,
right,
to tell
right.
us that there's no way that this woman would ever just go on with her life while Jack's in a Chinese prison. And I came back the next day and, you know, brought this up and said, you know, my wife was outraged that, you know, the very concept that Audrey would just move on.
Right.
And brought all the guys in the room kind of blinked and said, all right, right. So we have to find, you know, what would she do? Well, she went to China and searched for Jack and died in the process.
Right. I'm glad you brought that up because we've talked in the past, and Howard has often told me a certain perspective that he's gotten from his wife and such. And actually, someone mentioned me the other day, because we've talked about that with Howard in these discussions in the past, and they said, you know, that finally dawned on me that they don't have any... it seems like they don't have a lot of female perspective at the set, in that the executive producers and or writers, there don't seem to be any women, and I'm just wondering how you feel about that.
Well, I think it's a lack. It would be nice to get more women here. I mean, we do have one of our, you know, staff writers is a woman, you know.
Very good.
And she's, you know, she's been on the show for 2 years, so she definitely, you know, brings her perspective. But absolutely. I mean, the show has been very difficult to find writers for. I mean, they've gone through a lot of writers, male and female.
Gotcha.
And I mean, there've been female writers here, and, you know, and they've gone by the wayside as well as, you know, a lot of the male writers. It's just a very difficult show. So I don't know if it's more if we get less female submissions because it's a, you know, it's kind of a, you know, it's perceived as a guy show.
Sure.
Or what? But I definitely think there's definitely perspective. But in the meantime, we all, I mean, I definitely run everything by my wife, and Howard does the same. Less so because just for the female perspective, but for the average viewer perspective, someone
sure.
who's not in the room, who's not in the business.
Very important.
And who will react and say, what? You know, that's insane. And so that's something you don't get from, you know, from people, you know, other writers look at it from a writer's perspective. But you want just a viewer. A casual viewer's perspective.
Excellent, excellent. By the way, a lot of wonderful moments last night. I loved all the stuff in the bunker. But I must say, one of my favorite moments last night was Chloe checking from alcohol, goes over and kisses him. And, of course, being Chloe, instead of, you know, saying, you know, oh, you know, just wanted to, you know, give you a kiss, you know,
right.
whatever. That just tells him why she kissed him. I just
right.
thought that was great.
Yeah, that was a great moment. I wish I can remember who came up with that. I have a feeling it might have even been Joel and Michael. Joel and Michael Osif have a special way to write Chloe that none of us else can quite get into her head the way they do.
Right.
So I'm guessing it was one of their moments, but it could be wrong if one of the other writers came up with it. Forgive
right.
me.
Very good. Well, look, certainly a lot of stuff going on last night. You guys have set up a lot of things. We'll see where it goes forward. And Manny, always appreciate this and continued success.
No, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
Talk to somebody next week. Bye-bye.
Right.